This is 850 WFTL.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you could do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right, before we actually get going here, just a thank you to Chris Holly back in our studio. Great job, Chris. Yeah, I'll tell you, fans of the show don't know this, but we were literally 30 seconds away from not having a show today due to some technical difficulties. And whatever Chris did over there, he worked some magic. So good job, boss. Way to go. Fantastic.
Thanks.
All right. So if you're a fan of the show also, and if you want to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com, and join our email list, because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, announcements about our blog, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, some new condo and HOA laws took effect on July 1st, about a week and a half ago, but are they actually worth the paper they're written on? And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
So last week we spoke about some clarification in the law regarding what is and what is not a service animal. And it's clear that the issue of fake service animals is now on the radar of the Florida legislature.
Yeah, absolutely, Karen. You know, just to recap, first, the statute was amended to now say that a service animal, again, we're talking about a service animal, has to be trained to do work or perform tasks that are directly related to the person's disability. And the statute also now says that the crime deterrent effect of an animal's presence and the provisions of emotional support, well-being, comfort, or companionship do not constitute work or tasks for purposes of this definition. Again, so an emotional support animal is something totally different than a service animal, and it's just no longer enough to say that the animal provides me emotional support and that it can therefore be clarified as a service animal. Two different things.
Yeah, but Eric, it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Obviously, we don't want to give the impression that these emotional service animal, emotional support animals don't exist in all circumstances. But this law definitely, you know, it's a win for people who have been, you know, ostracized with legitimate service animals in public places. This doesn't really affect housing, for lack of a better, you know, term. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, if you are going to tell either your housing provider or a place of public accommodation like a mall or a movie theater that your animal is a service dog, it better be a trained animal, because that the crime deterrent effect of this is real.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been some changes to give person can potentially face criminal charges, Scott, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst they could have to do is community service, but nonetheless, you know, it's you're going to be called a liar in public.
Yeah.
And that's probably, you know, the most important thing is that, you know, people do not, you know, abuse privileges that rights that have been provided for those who really need them.
I don't know, it's a misdemeanor in 30 hours of community service.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big deal.
The legislator who actually had this statute passed, I understand, is a former veteran. He took real exception to those fakers, and that's right, Karen. The statute now actually says a person who knowingly and willfully misrepresents himself or herself through conduct or verbal or written notice, like maybe putting one of those fake service vests on your dog, as using a service animal and being qualified to use a service animal, or as a trainer of a service animal, you're actually now committing a misdemeanor of the second degree, and you have to perform 30 hours of community service for an organization that serves individuals with disabilities or for another entity or organization at the discretion of the court to be completed in no more than 6 months.
Well, the way I said that, listen, why I said like the it's not really like I kind of just buffed on the whether the criminal aspect of it is well, I mean, I think people should just do community service that helps people anyway. I don't know if that should be like, you know, the ultimate punishment of things.
Right.
But, you know.
But here's the deal. I'm not saying the fakers are now going to get arrested. I don't think anybody believes that that's going to actually happen. But the topic, as we were saying, as Karen, I think you mentioned last week, the topic is now definitely on the radar. And I'll say this, you know, again, I have no problem with anybody getting arrested, though, for lying and saying they have a fake service animal when they don't. And whatever I can do to help, I'd love to do it. But Scott, I don't know if you actually got a chance to see this yet, but over the weekend, a Daily Business Review ran a front page, full-blown article this week that called this new law great news for condo associations. I mean, they made a really big deal about this.
I didn't even know the Daily Business Review came out on
weekends. Yeah, it must have come out actually Friday morning or Friday afternoon.
But I certainly got your email about it.
Right? And, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, are they kidding me? Scott, I think you and I agree. We don't see it that way at all. This doesn't do anything at all, really, for condo associations.
No,
it does nothing to prevent the fake emotional support animals. Nothing
yeah, no, I mean, it's a law that helps, you know, is going to help, and a lot more could be done, to help people that legitimately need it to not be ostracized.
Exactly.
As far as, you know, stopping people from, you know, faking things entirely, especially when they're moving into new communities or just want to buy a pet and fake it, this law does absolutely nothing.
Right. I agree. And again, the big problem that the condos are facing today, fake emotional support animals, not necessarily fake service animals. But again, I'd like to see a law take aim at doctors who write these fake form letters as a favor to their patients. You know, we've said on the show many times, we've even taken a deposition of several doctors. And they freely admit that they signed a prescription that, you know, there really wasn't a need for the patient to have a pet at all, and they just did it as a favor. And it's me, I'm taking the position, it's these doctors that are fueling the fire.
I'm pretty sure it's like, it is illegal for a doctor to write a prescription that's
right.
fake.
But, right. There's no follow-up
I'm not
treatment.
An expert on that.
There's
they can lose their license.
You would think, right?
But,
so until a doctor gets in disciplinary trouble or gets hit with a judgment, you know, I'm of
the
opinion.
I think the court's going to look at, you know, prescribing oxycodone versus, you know, a poodle very differently.
The bottom line is the doctor gives that fake letter. Who's the one that gets hurt by that letter? The association. So I'd like to see association go after a doctor who writes a fake letter.
Well, we've done it. We like doing it. You know, as long as it's illegitimate, we love going after liars.
There's, right.
You know, everybody hates lawyers because, you know, all the lawyers are liars and they take your money. when you're on the side of good, though, it's so much fun to be a lawyer.
That's Scott Shapiro, always on the side of good. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Regroup. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Lots to talk about when we get back, including yet another president gets arrested for taking money. 877-850-8585, back after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front. If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trend-setting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours, all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Delray since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls for free advice at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. As our listeners know, we broadcast the show live from the law firm of Glazer & Associates on Sterling Road. In fact, we now have the technology to bring the show to you and broadcast the show from your condo or HOA clubhouse or meeting room. So if you want to have fun and an afternoon of fun at your condo or HOA and can accommodate a studio audience, give us a call at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE and let's make plans to do the show by you.
That would be fun. All right. So what else was in the news last week? How about under the heading, the more things change, the more they stay the same? Yet another condo president gets arrested, this time in Hollywood, but this case kind of has a little bit of a twist.
Yes, this condo president allegedly stole $50,000 from a corporation she worked for and used some of the money to actually lend to the condo association, who she said was broke. The problem was she didn't get the permission from the company to take the loan and didn't get permission from the condo to borrow the money.
Yes, this one's a little strange.
Yeah, I don't really get it at all. The president said her intentions were honorable. I don't know if we take that at face value, and that she was desperate to save a collapsing business that she also happened to own. She also said she never intended to steal, that she has lived an honorable life and was working on paying the cash back out of her $2,000 monthly Social Security check.
Yeah, you know, she's actually quoted as saying, you know, this is just awful. I can't tell you how sick I am over the whole thing. My whole life is ruined. I made one stupid mistake, just one. It wasn't right, and I'm not proud of it. She was referring to the Ocean Grand condo. It's here in Hollywood. And she was saying they didn't have money to pay its property taxes because the unit owners weren't paying the condo assessments on time. So she's quoted as saying, so I arranged a loan from the company to Ocean Grand, though nobody knew about it. That's funny. You know, arranging a loan, just the only one that knows about it is herself. They did pay it back. It was a temporary loan with $1,000 interest. That's nice interest, don't you think? She said she needed the money to keep afloat a company which she started in 1973 that represents doctors and patients and pursued insurance firms that failed to pay claims. The company that she owns, I guess, declined to give the name, and that company has now since closed. And she's quoted saying, we're the good guys. The money she took paid to keep the company's lights and phones on and for employees' health insurance. I dumped all the money into the company trying to save it, she said. You know, I say this, she'd done the honorable thing and stolen from an insurance company rather than, you know, billing the insurance company, I wouldn't have a problem with what she did. But stealing from the company she worked for give a loan to the condo association, weird, bizarre, and wrong.
You know, they have these things called banks.
Yeah, right.
That are in the business of providing loans.
Yeah, a loan. And how didn't the association know that they had borrowed the money? I mean, where were the officers and directors?
Well, according to her, they certainly weren't doing what was needed to collect their money, because there's another case out there. Someone probably come across as, you know, some nice, sweet woman, and, you know, she's elderly, and they trusted her unconditionally, so they just kind of ignored what was going on and let her do her business. And the company that she was working for possibly did the same thing. And, you know, you can't always, you know, trust what you see. You got to dig deeper sometimes, because anybody's capable of doing anything.
Yeah. Even if they're 70, trust and verify.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just an epidemic, it seems, this summer. A little update on the Hollywood case that we had, as a matter of fact. If you remember, we were involved in a case where the manager walked off with about, we alleged, $228,000 from the association by writing checks to a company that she owned and had a name very, very close to the insurance company's name, so that the condo, instead of paying the insurance company, was paying the manager's company, and they didn't realize it again because the names were so close. Warrant was issued by the City of Hollywood Police Department. A judge signed it. And she was picked up, I understand, on the west coast of Florida on July 4th. So as that case proceeds, we will certainly let everybody know, you know, what happens. But let's see if we can get through the rest of July without reporting on someone getting arrested for doing something illegal at a condo. You know,
yeah,
possible. I don't know. What are
and
the
hopefully
odds
no one will ever find out about, you know, my company Glozer and Associates.
That's where all the funds are going.
Yeah.
All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. You know, we said we're also going to talk about some other new laws that were passed by the Florida legislature. And a popular one that was the law that now there was a big change to regarding developers' rights to terminate a condominium. So, Scott, Tell everybody really what it means to terminate a condominium, because some people, I'm sure, don't know that this can happen to them.
You show up with a robot and you just shoot the place up, right? Yeah. No, actually, this is a very misunderstood statute, and it does require a longer explanation than we can even give here, but I'll do my best to summarize it. Everybody remembers back in, 2007, 2008, 2009, during the foreclosure crisis, there were literally some places turning into ghost towns at condominium associations. And when it was at its peak, developers were complaining that they were, in effect, stuck with numerous projects that simply weren't selling. They wanted the ability to, at least try and save the project by converting it into either a rental community or, selling it off to somebody else that, was a more of a long-term investor. The problem was that, to do all this, the pesky people who actually bought units from them were now demanding that the condominium remain a condominium, what they bargained for, and the developer had to fulfill all of the developer's obligations. Now, Eric, before, the legislature enacted specific things to allow people to come in as bulk buyers.
Right.
But so they wouldn't, absorb the liability for constructional defects and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But what we're talking about now is the ability to take an entire project,
right,
and turn it into something other than a condominium.
Yeah, and kick the people out. Mm-hmm. So as you were saying, so we had a very bad real estate crisis, and the developers, they wanted permission now from the Florida legislature to terminate an already existing condo. Now, I know this is hard to believe, our listeners may not believe this, but the Florida legislature helped out the developers in a big way, wink, 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 and despite the fact that the law always required a condominium to be terminated only with 100% vote of the owners, normally you need 100% of the owners to agree on this, well, the Florida legislature wanted to help out developers, so they passed a new law in 2007 that now allowed for termination of a condominium with only an 80% unit owner vote. And since the developer was normally stuck with at least 80% of the units anyway, guess what? Termination was now easy, and they get to kick people out.
Yeah, I mean, as we found out in a couple of cases, it's not that easy, Eric.
Right.
And it's, again, a little bit more nuanced, but I think Eric did a great job of summarizing exactly what was, the effect of the law. And in effect, the statute allowed the developer to now essentially repurchase units they sold to the initial few people who bought it and, kick the people that, were their only customers to the curb,
right,
for, fair market value. So you would think they'd get all their money back. That's not what fair market value is. The developer is only required to repurchase them at the rate the county appraises them for.
Right. We know how little they appraise them for, right.
So these people paid full price, paid their mortgage each month, paid their assessments, and got forced out anyway, so the developer could make more money by making the project more profitable. Thanks, legislature.
Yeah. Wow, this sounds impossible that someone can get kicked out of their own condo, even though they did nothing wrong and they're paying their mortgage and their condo assessments. I don't get it.
Right, you would think that this can't happen in America, but it actually gets worse. People like Jan Bergman from Cyber Citizens for Justice, he warned when this new law was passed in 2007 that this new law would allow any other investor to come along, gobble up these units, even in successful condominiums, and once that new developer owns 80% of the units, terminate that condominium as well that really didn't need to be terminated, didn't need help. So, while the statute was certainly meant to get developers out of a condo project that was doomed for failure, he argued that this new law could also be abused by investors who were simply trying to just turn a successful condo project into a more profitable, perhaps, rental community. But, of course, the Florida legislature didn't heed these words until now. We'll talk about the fix in a few minutes. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll talk about that fix when we get back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514 and visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10-year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to PDPaintingInc.com. Again, that's PDPaintingInc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as certified risk manager and certified insurance counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, MackInsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Well, welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585.
As a matter of fact, let's go to Kate in Orlando. How are you, Kate?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How can we help?
Well, I want to know, how many liens can your HOA put on your property at one time?
How many liens can an HOA? Right, reminds me of that commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the center?
The center of the Tootsie Pop.
Right. How many liens can the HOA put? Okay, now we're talking about an HOA, right?
An HOA, correct.
Okay, now here's the interesting part, just to give a little bit of a, show a little bit of a difference between how a condo and an HOA works. In a condo, if a lien is put on your property, the association has 1 year to actually foreclose on that lien. And if they don't foreclose within the 1 year, they got to start the process over again. They got to re-lien. That is not the case in an HOA. So how it should work, in other words, that lien does not expire. So if they file that lien for unpaid assessments, is that what it's for the unpaid assessments? Alleged unpaid assessments?
Correct.
Okay.
So they have one for 1 year, and this is less than $500. And then they did one another year for $1,200. But it's the same homeowners association.
Yeah. For whatever reason, their counsel might have thought that first lien expired. Totally unnecessary to file that second lien. As a matter of fact, does the second lien incorporate amounts that are already asked for in the first lien?
Well, that's what I asked them, but apparently, I guess they don't have to talk to me about this.
Yeah. did you get a letter from an attorney?
Yes, I did. They're actually foreclosed. They want to go ahead with foreclosure.
Okay.
You
don't have an attorney yet, I take it?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can tell you is in an HOA, there's a 45-day deadline for you to kind of respond to that attorney. Otherwise, after that 45-day period, they can actually file a foreclosure. And if you don't work it out within that 45 days, I'm not telling you certainly to pay things that you don't owe. What I'm telling you is to address it before a foreclosure action is filed, because whatever amount they're asking you for now is going to go up multifold if they're forced to file a foreclosure action, because that gets very expensive very fast. So you have any questions, you want our help in the matter, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, certainly something we can help you out with.
Okay, so they can have multiple.
Well, the question to me would become, does the second lien incorporate amounts that they're already asking for in the first lien? And if that's the case, then no, they shouldn't have filed that second lien. It's potentially a slander of title that you may have. You know, there's certainly an extra cloud in your title that doesn't belong there. So the bottom line is to get to the bottom of it. See if you owe money. If you do, try to work it out rationally so that you don't have to incur the expenses that go along with defending a foreclosure action. Because you're not only going to pay your side attorney's fees, mm-hmm. if they're right, you're paying theirs as well.
I have one more question then.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We have a different HOA management company, and this new management company is, I guess the new people are debt collectors. Can an HOA, it sounds like they can do anything they want, but do they sell communities to debt collection agencies?
Okay. Do they use them? Yes, we've seen it being used before.
Okay.
There's companies out there. I don't know, Scott, what's the proper terminology? They kind of lend money to associations, hoping to get it on the back end when they go after people who are not paying. There's all kinds of companies out there that promise to help get the association's problems in terms of foreclosure solved. That are not lawyers.
They're debt. They buy debt at a discounted rate, and they attempt to collect it on behalf of the association. I don't know all the specifics in the transaction, whether they actually buy it from the association or they lend them money, with the hope of getting something to...
I agree, they're debt collectors. And some say, okay, association, don't pay us anything. We'll only get the late fees and the interest that the unit owners have to pay. Some also work hand in hand with law firms. Everyone has their own kind of story, but yes, it's common for associations to use debt collection companies, and
I wouldn't say it's common, it's not unusual.
It's not unusual, that's for sure.
And your HOA, the people that you put in charge of your HOA, if they sign a contract, is that reasonable when they have something that when they are actually selling something to a debt collection agency?
Don't know it. It would depend whether or not that contract is reasonable. So a court could ultimately determine that. But there's no way for me to answer that question without seeing the contract for itself.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Reasonable.
You got it. I got you. Thanks for the call, Kate.
Thank you very much.
Be well.
All
right. How about we go to Robert in Stewart? Robert, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you, Robert? How can we help?
I'm well. Couple questions. First one, this is a condo association. The condo is built in the mid-70s, and they're still basically using the same document with some revisions. They are charging different association fees, the monthly fees, based on square footage and based on location in the condo. The people who have a water view pay more than the people who don't. So it varies, even though sometimes the footprint is identical, you may be paying more than someone else just because of you're near the water.
That's strange. Because the way it, and again, I'd have to check the statute because this is in the 70s, but that's certainly not how it works now. Where it's got to be, based either on square footage or a percentage, an even percentage of the units. In other words, if there's 32 units, it's either going to be 1 over 32 that everybody's paying or based on square footage. I've never heard, I'm doing this a while, I don't think I've ever heard that there's a premium for payment of your condo assessments based upon the view that you have. I don't think I've ever heard that. Nor am I going to take
that. Go ahead. That's the way we're charged now.
Yeah. Nor am I going to tell you on the radio today that it's legal because something tells me there's a problem with that.
I mean, first of all, it depends upon what the documents say and who knows.
Yeah. I've never heard it, but but that does raise a good question. Is that what your actual documents say?
Yes. And
really?
And it lists it specifically lists units and the percentage that you pay.
Right, and that's also upon view. Interesting. Yeah,
yes,
I can
even
tell
though
you,
there are identical square footages, you pay different prices based on where you are in the complex.
Yeah. I can tell you, in the 70s that might have been allowed. I don't think that would be allowed today. There's a statute that I believe is right on point that would not allow it to be built with that type of an increase for your view, jacking up the price of your assessments. I don't think that would be allowed today. But back in the 70s, it might have been.
Would my association have to change that, or do we just live by what it originally was in the
70s? If it was legal when it passed, when it was created in the 70s, yeah. Then no, it would remain as legal today. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I'd want to check whether or not it was legal to begin with.
Okay, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, no problem. Very unique situation. 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And I would love to know. I'd love to just research that and figure out whether or not something like that was legal. I've never heard it before. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. A quick second question.
Sure.
They are attempting to create a box that cars must fit in. We have an SUV that's a little bit bigger than the box. It is registered as an SUV, not a truck. You know, we've been there a long time with this vehicle, and they tried to do it once before, and it didn't happen. Now they're doing it again.
Right.
Where do I stand on that?
Well, I think it would be impossible for them to create a rule right now that basically kicks a car that you already have that was illegal, you know, off of the property. That's kind of like an ex post facto law that, you know, gets you in trouble for conduct that was always legal and now suddenly becomes illegal. So I don't think they'd be able to do that. You'd be grandfathered in.
I rented the unit, so I don't live there now. When I move back, will I have lost my grandfather position?
You might, but before we even jump there, we'd have to see whether or not the rule is reasonable. We'd have to see what your governing documents say, what your declaration says about the types of vehicles that you're allowed. Your declaration is the superior document, so we'd need to see what that says, and then see whether or not the board even has a right to make a rule that makes it more restrictive. There's no simple answer when it comes to truck situations or SUV situations. You got to start with what the deck says and then see actually what they're trying to accomplish. Oftentimes, boards go too far when it comes to limiting vehicles. And I can tell you, over the years, the cases have come down on the sides of the unit owners heavily. Why? Because, as you say, SUVs are more popular than ever. Even flatbed trucks are allowed
as long as there's no
tools hanging from the trucks, and as long as there's no commercial writing. So arbitrators say take a look at the vehicle and see if the primary purpose of that vehicle is like tool transportation or work, or is it primarily for passenger transportation. If it's primarily for passenger transportation, then oftentimes the association is going to have a hard time kicking you out with that vehicle. Okay?
Understand. I'll call the office and we'll deal with both of it.
You got it, Rob. All right, let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro. We're taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. The number to call is 877-850-8585.
All right, just want to tell Robert from Stewart that I was right, actually. Here's what the current statute says in regards to condominiums in terms of who gets assessed how much. If in the Declaration of Condominium for Residential Condos created after April 1, 1992, The ownership share of the common elements assigned to each residential unit shall be either based upon total square footage of each residential unit in uniform relation to the total square footage of each other residential unit, or on an equal fractional basis. So in other words, it's either done by size of the unit, the bigger units pay more, or equal fractional basis means that if there's 100 units, everybody pays the same, 1 over 100 share. So that comes into effect after April 1st, 1992. So it's quite possible that before April 1st, 1992, maybe it could have been done by way of who has the better view pays more. I don't know. That's something I'd love to check. But Brian writes in and says, wait a minute, views are subject to change all the time. Suppose he who had a beautiful view at one point now has a big building that's built, right, blocking his view. Does that mean my assessment should go down? So I don't know. But in the meantime, how about we go to Jay in Boynton Beach? How are you, Jay?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can
I'd like to know the rules for an HOA gated community to allow a process server or a recovery agent to come in.
If that guard at the guard gate decides to give that process server a hard time and not let that person through the gate, I can tell you our process server has called the police many times when that's happened, and the police will tell that guard at the gate, if you don't want to get arrested, you let the process server through. So the guard at the front gate, no problem, can say, who are you here for? Let me see some ID. Let me see your credentials as a process server. I wouldn't have any problem with that. But that's where it ends. Once you get in that process server's way, you're going to be subject to arrest yourself if you prevent them from serving process.
Thank you very much.
You got it. All right, who else we got? How about Bill in Boynton Beach? How are you, Bill?
Good afternoon. Nice talking to you.
Sure.
I've got a problem with the application fee. Is there a statute on the application fee for a condominium? A statute limiting how much they can charge?
Absolutely. $100 application fee. Husband and wife are considered one applicant. Okay, and that's either in 718, 111, or 112. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to go with 111. But, yeah, $100 is the most it could be charged. And, it's, by the way, it's only if authorized in the governing documents. So a lot of times associations think they have a right to charge these screening fees, and then you look at their governing documents, and there's absolutely no authority in there to actually charge it. So you have to tell the association, sorry, you can't charge anything at all. Here,
well,
it's quite,
we,
actually
we
considered...
Norm, we would norm.
Just let me read you the statute, because it's actually referred to
under
the statute as a transfer fee, okay? The statute refers to it as a transfer fee. No charge shall be made by the association or any body thereof in connection with a sale, mortgage, lease, sublease, or other transfer of a unit unless the association is required to approve such transfer. Okay, so number one, the association has to be required to approve the transfer, and a fee for such approval is provided for in the declaration, articles, or bylaws, and any such fee may be preset, but in no event can it exceed $100 per application other than husband, wife, or parent, dependent child, which are considered one applicant. Okay? So there's your answer to that question.
And if I could just, one other thing about it. I'm in a 55 and over, community. And previously, they allowed people under 55 to purchase, but they cannot live here more than 30 days. So they would purchase it, you know, and rent it out. Now I heard that, they turned somebody down, and they said, we don't do that anymore under 55 buying because we're afraid of losing our tax preferential treatment, whatever, with the condo. And I asked, when did that happen? And they said, the president and the treasurer decided to do it. And I think that would require a resolution, no?
Here's the bottom line.
Vote.
They would be wrong, okay? The association would be wrong. In a 55 and over community, it's never, ever about the age of the person buying the unit. That is irrelevant. An 18-year-old can buy a unit in a 55 and over community. That's not the issue. The issue always is occupancy. Is at least one person, age 55 and over, going to occupy that unit? If an 18-year-old is going to buy that unit and promises that someone 55 or over is going to be occupying that unit, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Okay, so the association, if they would pass a rule prohibiting people from 55 from owning it, I can tell you that rule would be struck down as going above and beyond what the declaration certainly allows for. Okay, because there's nothing.
It's been a great help as always.
Thank you so much. You got it. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
You're so smart.
Sometimes. Okay. My wife doesn't think so. How do we get her to flip? You know, how do we get her to change? Anyway, okay. We were talking earlier in the show about the termination laws and how we go about terminating a condominium. It used to be that you needed a 100% vote to actually terminate a condominium. Now you can terminate a condominium lease for a while up until July 1st with only an 80% vote of the unit owners. That created a mess for a lot of people that lived in associations, even though they were paying their taxes, even though they were paying their mortgage, their assessments. They faced the possibility of getting kicked out. So this was a really bad law. Scott, again, let's just tell everybody how it was kind of fixed.
Well, I mean, they made it more clear that a developer can still terminate with an 80% vote, but not if 10% of the owners vote in opposition to the developer's termination plan. In addition, developers must pay the owners not just the real fair market value for their unit as determined by, you know, an independent appraisal and a relocation fee, you know, things that, you know, should have been there in the first place.
Right.
The termination plan must also provide that the first mortgage is paid in full for all units being purchased under the plan.
Big difference to the way the statute was for several years. It was a big break for developers. You know, and here's the thing. This bad law was on the books actually for 8 years. It took 8 years to stop the damage to Florida condominium owners. And, you know, developers, they literally get relief overnight time and time and time again. Remember a couple of years ago when the court said that developers have to give HOA owners a warranty for their community? There was like shock and disbelief among developers. Took the Florida legislature, I think, less than a week to correct the law and said, wait, we don't care what the courts say. There are no developers don't have to give warranties to HOA owners. So here it took condo owners who were getting kicked out of their homes 8 years for the Florida legislature to fix it. Developers get relief literally at the snap of a finger.
Wow. It's almost like the Florida legislature is adhering to corporate interests.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
Isn't that shocking? All right, guys, thanks for tuning into another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. We will see you again next Sunday. Have a great week, everybody.